The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, A Charlie Brown Christmas by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Charlie Brown Christmas is based on the comic strip The Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz. The TV special aired back in 1965 and has since then become a Christmas classic that is repeated at least twice leading up to Christmas. The Vince Guaraldi Trio was tasked to bring the soundtrack that mixed jazz with traditional Christmas music. The approach, while unorthodox, began to be very well received and is now among one of the most famous Christmas soundtracks of all time, and always earns its place on radio stations playing Christmas music during the season. And without fail, the jazz soundtrack for A Charlie Brown Christmas is always on the playlist. A Charlie Brown Christmas tells the story of Charlie Brown, who is going through a depressed time during the Christmas season. Throughout his day, he runs into friends and family who are more concerned with gifts and festivities than they are about what the true meaning of Christmas is. Charlie Brown feels there has to be a greater meaning above all the commercialization and gift buying or gift expectations that the season is generally known for. The pivotal moment in the story is when Charlie Brown's friend Linus tells Charlie Brown that he does know what the true meaning of Christmas is and proceeds to read from scripture when the angels brought tidings of great joy to the shepherds in the field keeping watch over the flock at night. A Charlie Brown Christmas is a TV special that continues to be played to this day. The music is synonymous with Christmas, including some of the cover songs that were created by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. was great interest in being able to adapt The Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz into an actual TV special. However, when A Charlie Brown Christmas was finally greenlighted, the project was rushed because there was very little time to be able to produce it in time for its national broadcast premiere. It was actually completed 10 days of the premiere date. And when it was screened for the executives, there was very negative reaction and opinions from those that saw it. After a private showing to a trusted movie critic, he gave a positive response for the film and suggested that it should be broadcast. And when it was, more than 45% of the viewing television audience of that day watched A Charlie Brown Christmas. The rest, as they say, is history, as is the soundtrack. It went on to sell millions of copies and was ultimately voted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2007. It was also added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry list of culturally, historically, or aesthetically important American sound recordings in the year 2012. In 1966, A Charlie Brown Christmas was also awarded the Emmy Award for Outstanding Children's Programming. Charles M. Schulz is quoted as saying, "Charlie Brown is not used to winning, so we thank you." I hope you enjoyed this stroll down memory lane with A Charlie Brown Christmas. There wasn't much for me to be able to expand upon, as many people are already familiar with the soundtrack. You probably learned a thing or two with the trivia that I shared here with you, and I hope that you don't take for granted A Charlie Brown Christmas, because it is a beautiful Christmas gift, and one that we need now more than ever, as people continue to not know what the true meaning of Christmas is, as the entire season seems to be commercialized. As the Charlie Brown Christmas continues to be repeated on an annual basis for the season, that people will understand what is the true meaning of the season, and be able to share in the joy of Christmas. I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of The Soundtrack Corner.